אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We're reading the article, the teaching of the Kabbalah and its essence. You can ask questions live on CAP TV. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Again, the teaching of Kabbalah and its essence, starting with the meaning of unity. Oh, sorry. Not the meaning of unity? Ah, yes, the meaning of unity. The greatest wonder about this wisdom is the integration in it. All the elements of the vast reality are incorporated in it until they come into a single thing, the Almighty who contains them together. In the beginning, you find that all the teachings in the world are reflected in it. They're arranged within it precisely by its orders. Subsequently, we find that all the worlds and the orders in the wisdom of truth itself, which are immeasurable, unite under only 10 realities, called 10 Sfirot. Afterward, these 10 Sfirot arrange in 4 manners, which are the 4-letter name. Then these 4 manners are included in the tip of the Yod, which implies the Ein Sof. In this way, one who begins in the wisdom must begin with the tip of the Yud, and from there to the 10 Sfirot in the first world, called the world of Adam Kadmon. From there one sees how the numerous details in the world of Adam Kadmon necessarily extend by way of cause and consequence by the same laws we find in astronomy and physics. Meaning constant, unbreakable laws that necessarily stem from one another, hanging down from one another, from the tip of the Yud down to all the elements in the world of Adam Kadmon. From there, they're imprinted by one another from the 4 worlds by way of seal and imprint until we arrive at all the elements in this world. Afterward, they are reintegrated in one another until they all come to the world of Adam Kadmon, then to the 10 Sfirot, then to the 4-letter name of Ayah, up to the tip of the Yud. We could ask, if the material is unknown, how can we scrutinize it rationally? Indeed, such as that you will find in all the sciences. For example, when studying anatomy, the various organs and how they impact one another, these organs have no similarity to the general subject, which is the whole living human being. However, over time, when you thoroughly know the wisdom, you can establish a general relation of all the details upon which the body is considered. So it is here. The general subject is the revelation of godliness to his creations by way of the purpose, as it is written, "For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord." However, a beginner certainly has no knowledge of this general subject, which is conditioned by all of them. For this reason, one must acquire all the details and how they impact one another, as well as their cause by way of cause and consequence, until one completes the whole wisdom. When one thoroughly knows everything, if he has a refined soul, it is certain that he will ultimately be rewarded with the general subject. Even if he is not rewarded, it is still a great reward to acquire any perception of this great wisdom, whose advantage over all other teachings is as the value of their subjects, as the advantage of the Creator over His creations is valued, so this wisdom whose subject is Him is far more valuable than the wisdom whose subject is His creatures. It is not because it is imperceptible that the world refrains from contemplating it. After all, an astronomer has no perception of the stars or the planets, but only of their movements, which they perform with wondrous wisdom, that is, predetermined in wondrous guidance. Similarly, the knowledge and the wisdom of truth is not more hidden than this, as even beginners thoroughly understand the moves. Rather, the whole prevention was because Kabbalists were very wisely hid it from the world.
We have no problem with the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's like the rest of the wisdoms, and you can relate to it truly in such a way. It's just that you need to relate to it in such a way and know clearly what it is that you're about to reveal. As you need to prepare yourself, you're the vessels for it. But in truth, the approach is the same rational approach, and there's nothing that is above nature here. It's in a higher nature, that's true. A little higher than that. Questions? Yes.
Rav, why is a sphira called reality?
Why is a sphira called reality? It's the will to receive that has a special quality, which is the will to receive, the desire to enjoy a force of absorption, a force of attraction, which is a desire. And other than that, it has an opposite force to it, which it received from above, which is the force of bestowal, the force of rejection, the force of giving out. That's why it's called the Sphira, which is, since it illuminates, it shines outwards. And the part that enters it creates a masach, tzimtzum, or chozer, and in that such a way it illuminates. That's why it's called the Sphira, and it participates with the others and doesn't swallow within itself everything, but rather it connects with the others and illuminates, and that's why it's called the Sphira. It's the will to receive that works in such a way. Without the will to receive, we can't talk about anything. We have no phenomena that we can see other than if it is upon the will to receive. As the will to receive assimilates itself to something that's above, that it shines, then from us, that's how we talk about the will to receive being spiritual. When the will to receive cannot be similar to something that's in a nature that's above it, then it's the corporeal will to receive. But it's always the will to receive. Also a sphira. It's the will to receive, which received the ability to be a bestower. So it shines. More? Yes.
And, well, there are 10 realities, then there is no connection between the sefirot yet?
How is it that there's no connection?
He says that there are 10 realities that later on unite. Now, when there are 10 realities, then...
No, those are the pchinot, not the sfirot. That's why he calls it realities. More? Yes?
Is it possible to explain what the tip of the yud is?
You can't. What are you looking at me? You can't explain what the tip of yud is. It's unperceivable. The tip of the yud is the contact of the kli with the light which is above the kli.
Simply put,
in a simple manner, it's the thought of the Creator which is beginning to materialize within the will to receive. It begets the will to receive and begins to materialize in it. That's called the tip of the yud.
Maybe I don't understand, but Adam Kadmon, can we attain that, or?
Because, je sais pas, mais je crois que j'ai lu qu'on n'atteignait pas Adam Kadmon. Maybe I read that we don't reach Adam Kadmon.
What does it mean that we don't attain it? We attain ourselves, the structure within us, the relation of the Creator towards us is expressed in us in all kinds of ways, which are called sfirot, patsufim, worlds. And this is what we attain. We never attain something outside of ourselves, only in the will to receive, which takes on all kinds of forms.
So what did the Kabbalists mean when they say that we don't attain Adam Kadmon? Why?
We don't attain Adam Kadmon for the time being because it is the first restriction and we attain only under the framework of the second restriction. But in the future, we will reach also through Adam Kadmon to Malchut Vinsof. And the tip of Yud cannot be explained. It's truly the beginning of the thought of creation towards the future creature. It's, well, there are no words to describe it. It's something that comes from the Creator and begins to be established as the creature. Okay? Yes, Niv. Did you see? I don't want to materialize this, but did you see that picture of Michelangelo where there's like two fingers like that as if this is... Why am I saying it like that? Because it's very... it's really idol worship, but where like a person wants to attain the Creator, the end of the tip of the finger of the person, that's the tip of Yud. Okay? It's understood. Yes, Nif.
He says that the wisdom follows the same rules as in physics and astronomy and so on, meaning these are unbreachable laws.
Also, astronomy is a part of the wisdom of Kabbalah. All the sciences, yes?
We also say that the wisdom of Kabbalah takes care of deals with bring things down from the divine to the human level, and therefore it can determine all the laws on the human level. So, essentially wise, what's the difference between the laws of nature on the human level and still the vegetative and the animate, which are the rest of the wisdoms? What changes in terms of the laws operating there?
The rest of the wisdoms, you don't need to change. You don't need to be equal to the Creator, similar to Him. You can be in the form of a beast like you were born and to remain that way. You don't need to improve any of your qualities. You simply fill your cells of your memory cells and process them, and then you have a wisdom. Whereas, well, and you're not raising yourself from degree to degree on the same plane, only a little wiser. Whereas in the wisdom of Kabbalah, it doesn't depend on how much you will fill yourself, your cells, with this knowledge, but rather in how much you will raise yourself above the degree of human, to the will to receive. Only by that. Let's put it this way. If you could pray in a good way to the Creator, then you would receive the wisdom from day to day. It will become more and more, as a Kabbalist, you'll be wiser. Without any effort, in acquiring the wisdom itself, only in the qualities that you would be changing. That's why it's written, it's not the wise that learns. You don't need wisdom in order to be a Kabbalist. You need to constantly work on your heart. That's it. And there are people that invest thousands, I don't know, thousands of hours and years and whatnot, because they think that they can acquire the wisdom of Kabbalah in a way that they acquire the rest of the wisdoms. Okay? Well?
So what is this change that man has to change? Does he have to have some kind of inner demand for it?
That a person needs to change. Only the Creator knows how to do that. Just like He created, a person discovers that in the way that he was created, he cannot reveal the Creator. Because altogether, what is the wisdom of Kabbalah? Attainment of the Creator. And a person is not capable because he's opposite to Him. What to do? Ask the Creator. Ask. You don't need any more than that. Yes?
And what's the difference between the rest of the sciences on the human level, like psychology?
There you need to work with your intellect. Here you don't need to work with any intellect here. Let's put it this way, in a simple way. If we were to receive people, settle them down in a tent, explain to them that they need to ask from the Creator, and they were to ask together, all of them, they would raise themselves. That's it. Without studying anything, without the study of Ten Sfirot and the Pticha and Zohar or anything, just ask from the Creator and you will receive ascents. And the ascent opens your eyes. Let's go.
What changes in the wisdom of Kabbalah that doesn't change in social processes, where you also want to change society?
I don't want to stabilize this society. I don't want to be a sociologist. I don't care about anything that's happening. I am going to attain the Creator, to be similar to the Creator. And if I need to do it by sitting with everyone and praying together with them, okay, so we'll do it. I am not going to build a new society to do a revolution in the world. That is not the goal. Differentiate between the means and the goal. Well,
so what is the goal eventually? Do change man, society?
No, that's not the goal. That's the means. The means is, the goal is to reach adhesion with the Creator. If I can achieve adhesion with the Creator in some leap, some special leap or something, then teach me how to do that leap.
Suppose sociology or other wisdoms, they do want to reach a better life.
A good life is something else. It's not to be an equation in equality to the Creator. It's not good life. That's a good beastly life. Okay? Yes.
Can we say that the secret of unity is supplementation?
The secret of unification is the secret of our development. That's the final purpose, to come to unification with the Creator, to receive His unification by which we too unify. And to see that we came out of the unification in order to attain Him, because otherwise we're not capable of differentiating, discerning.
Maybe because we supplement and complete each other.
Yes, by emerging outwards from the Creator, distancing from Him, we distance from one another, and by getting closer to each other, we get closer to Him. And that's how we attain that unity. And the attainment of the unity is the goal.
And that we gather in the tent, and completely different people, all of us have the same goal, but each with his own character,
That the Creator knows how to attain that.
How do we supplement each other?
I don't know. I need to pray. How do I know before I attain the unity how it works? That's not on me to do. It's upon me, it's just to raise the man, the deficiency. The correction comes from above.
So, we have to pray for each other? That's the supplementation?
Yes. Yes. I need to pray for the ten, to the Creator, to connect between us, above our egos.
And what do we ask for?
That's called to connect in the quality of unity.
And what do we ask of the Creator?
Connection between us, for us to be annulled, be swallowed inside that connection. When we come to it, we truly are dissolved inside that unification. But then we feel that not each of us is, still has, it's not quite, nothing lost, and more and more and more.
So, the more opinions, the better, or how does it work?
That's what we learned in the article of the freedom. Yes, certainly. That's why the world needs to develop to a certain degree, and then later to start working more on the unity. Look how much we've been through, as now in the 21st century we're discovering. Look, all of Europe wants to unite. It won't work out for them. It won't go. That's it. It's such an example that stands out. The world agrees already, let's do this. And you will see. Also the Russians and China, with everyone. Everyone will say, yes, we're willing to give up everything. We'll give it all up. No. It won't work. Why? There has to be the right connection with the Creator. Otherwise, it will be a connection or unification for the sake of themselves. And that's still lacking. Oh, that will be a hard state. And we will be to blame. Yes, Shamir.
Good morning, Rav. My question is,
what does it mean that all of these sciences come from Kabbalah? I mean, it's so opposite from what we study. It's so different. What happened? Why don't we feel it with other sciences if it's come from Kabbalah?
Why does it all come from the wisdom of Kabbalah? Because the wisdom of Kabbalah is the revelation of godliness to his creatures. And all of science is a part of revelation of godliness. That's why he says it that way. Because for him, he sees it that way, that it's revealed. What is revealed? God is revealed. God is nature. It's revealed as bestowing, as connecting all these things together. From this we have wisdoms, from this we have science. It's all revelations of godliness.
So opposite, it's not at all connected to love others as yourself. All of these methods, they don't even connect with the calling themselves, not even as egoists.
Right. Right. This is a part that can be revealed even without an effort on behalf of men. Physics, chemistry, biology, astronomy, no matter what, is revealed even without a personal effort on behalf of a person, without that exertion, because it can happen, it's against the aviyut of Shoresh and Aleph. Nefesh and Ruach can be revealed in such a way. But what is that for? So that you will get closer to a state in which you'll understand that what's before you. Otherwise, something needs to be given. When the guest sins before the host, then it can be already. It has to be a guest that already knows what's before him, what food, where the spice is, what's happening here. He needs to know that, to recognize that. And that's why there's wisdom of this world and in general this world, in order to prepare us for the connection to godliness. Okay?
No way.
Well, and yes, I'm.
Rav, suppose there is a gang of criminals. They're trying to connect. What do they reveal and what do they feel?
A gang of criminals is capable of connecting between them under the condition that they have before them certainly a prophet that is revealed that they can truly see. And it's worthwhile for them to do so, because they're going to endanger themselves. And that's why they're willing to connect. And also, although there are people who are leaders, but they all understand that either they succeed or things will be bad for them. So you'll either receive something here, or this will be your place of your burning, of your burial. It's like the reception of the Torah, only in an egotistical way that's close to them. But you can be jealous of the connection between them.
What kind of connection is that?
An egotistical connection for the sake of attaining a goal. They're going to rob something. What?
Meaning, there is a certain force in it because they're inclined to connect.
These are huge forces. Kabbalists use this in many places to explain things. Yes. The wicked, the criminals, it's true soul devotion they have between them. They're willing to kill themselves for the sake of the gang. Yeah, it's a very special quality. These are very simple people. These are not the general folk. These are not some farmers. Yes?
And suppose if the world gradually starts to discover that the connection itself is beneficial, but they get it as a result of, you know, cause and consequence. They find out that when we connect, we get good things. What will they get as a result?
And what turns out from this is there are many other parties that later also shatter, because they cannot be connected to one another other than by the upper light, and it won't come to them by their method of work that they have between them. Look at what's going on in Israel today and how many more parties you will have there. I don't know if there's even possibility to is there even a time when you can decide on a party? Until when? Yes? I don't know, 3 months or how long? So that's it. And what happens later? We see. The goal is to control, is to rule. Each thinks that he knows how to drive. Give me the wheel, the steering wheel, and I'll spin it correctly. This is a big problem, that I don't see too many people that are capable of doing so. But tell each of the members of parliament and to thousands of others, they'll all say, give me. I know how. I have. Yes. That's one thing. And the second thing is that I truly don't think that is correct. It is the fact that the people who are successful in the military are capable of running a country. It's not right. It's completely wrong. The fact that someone was good, a good general there, and he was in soul devotion and all that, there's no doubt in my mind. But to manage a country is a completely different profession. And that's why they're not ready for this. I'm, God forbid, don't want to hurt anyone here. I respect the member of the military, but not as managers of the country. It is a very different role. Extremely different. And you can see all over the world that except for after the war, where they grabbed like De Gaulle or all kinds of people who managed to take places of managing a country. But it's not good. All those people from the military, from the KGB, from all those places, they end up causing damage. They're not capable of managing a country.
Rob, we see that everyone has his own advantages. That comes from whatever force it comes, and we come and say, guys, we have the solution. Why should they listen? There are a few crazy guys saying they have a solution. Everyone says that.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I have. Well, and?
There are 3,000 religions in the world that say that if you follow my path, things are going to be great.
Right. So first of all, I'm allowed to say yes also, because I'm like them too.
Right.
And now the question is, how much am I talking over time the same things, like Kohelet, which we remember the story, and how much upon them I continue to talk, and they slowly start falling down, even throughout history. I'm not just talking about in the short period of time of a person. And other than that, how much we are organizing correctly, by which we are inviting the upper force. That's the main thing. Therefore, what they're saying, let them say. I don't think that there is, on the path to truth, someone that's bothering someone else. If someone bothers someone, he's not on the path. He can't be. On the way to truth, you either join together, everyone, and strengthen the path of truth together, and not through concession. There are no concessions, as we're accustomed to in corporeality. Or that you fall. It's... We once had the song, the path to the truth is a very thin path. Well, let's conclude already.
Announcements. Everyone's invited to the Zohar lesson this evening at 5:30, live with Dr. Melitman. And the Kabbalah College is happy to invite you to a fundamentalist course in the wisdom of Kabbalah in different places around Israel. For further details, contact us. And now let's sing.
שמתחילים לגלות את אהבת חברו תכף מתעוררת בו הרגשת שמחה ותענות ברגע שמגלה שחברו דואג עבורו הוא כבר אינו יכול לדאוג עבור עצמו, עבור עצמו רק שיש אהבת כלות הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת כלות הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב ישחקים הלבבות אפילו שיהיו של איתנים ומקירות ליבו מוציא חמימות ואהבה ברגע שמגלה שחברו דואג עבורו הוא כבר אינו יכול לדאוג עבור עצמו, עבור עצמו רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש טוב